What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox for another edition of Cleveland Browns Today. The Browns 7-5 set to take on the Indianapolis Colts at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. And Dustin, yesterday the big announcement, Brian Hoyer being named the starting quarterback. Status quo continues for this team that is at 7-5. Your reaction to the decision?
I'll be honest, I was a little surprised to hear Mike Pett announce that Brian Hoyer is going to start this game. But I understand why. And I think a lot of people, after hearing him talk in the press conference, could understand that there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of risk behind going to a rookie quarterback this late in the season when you definitely are in a playoff run. You're in the heat of a playoff run. And, you know, Joe Thomas, I thought, really put it nicely yesterday when he said, when you go to a rookie quarterback, when you're in a playoff run, it kind of feels like you're giving up on the season. So I think that a lot of the players went to bat for Brian Hoyer. They want to give him one more shot to see what he can do. It'll probably be a one-game situation and see what the Browns can do this week. And after that, it may be Johnny's time. But right now, I totally understand what Mike Pettine's goal in mind is with Brian Hoyer this week.
So Brian Hoyer starts the season. First five games, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. The last 7, 4 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. 6 of those coming in the last 3 games, 5 in the last 2. What does he have to do to get back to being early season Brian Hoyer?
I think first and foremost, he has to get a running game going. When the Browns ran for over 100 yards, they're a lot more successful. That's when he is most confident and comfortable, because he's able to do what? Play-action passes is what the Browns' offense revolves around. I think if they can get the running game going against this Colts defense, they'll have a shot to win. And then he's just got to be himself. He doesn't have to try and force so many throws to Josh Gordon. It's almost like Gordon has been this double-edged sword coming back to the offense, because he's such an explosive player, and you want to get the football to him, but you can't do it at the expense of, you know, not going through your reads, your progressions, and just trying to force throws. 37% of the Browns' targets, Josh Gordon. And I get it, but you got to go to the other guys too.
That's right. 29 targets in 2 games. That is the highest percentage that you mentioned there in the NFL for any receiver at any point this season. On the other side, the other quarterback in this game, Andrew Luck, pretty darn good. Going to set a lot of NFL records for productivity in the first 3 seasons in the league. He leads the league right now in passing. He has 34 touchdowns, which is quite the juxtaposition to Brian Hoyer's 11 for the season. In fact, he had 5 last week alone. Andrew Luck, what does he bring to the table, and how do the Browns go about trying to slow down the number one offense in terms of points, in terms of yards, in terms of passing?
One thing that's going for the Browns, they're at home. So they have the home field advantage. Brian Hoyer 6-2 as a starter in First Energy Stadium. That is going to be going for the Browns. Now, talk about how do you slow him down. That's the key. You just got to try and slow him down. You're not going to stop him. The guy is unbelievable. He's already, you know, 3 years into the NFL, a top 5 quarterback in the National Football League. I think the key, Nathan, is going to be the Browns in the back end, the secondary. They can't have any mental breakdowns. They cannot. They absolutely have to be on the same page. I know it's going to be difficult without Tashaun Gibson. I thought Jim Leonard stepped in well for the Browns last week. But you saw what they did against the Redskins last week. You know, there was 3 touchdowns in that ball game where it was complete mental breakdowns in the back end of the Redskins' coverage. The Browns can't do that. If they want to have a chance to win the game, they got to find ways to get off the field on third downs. And again, being on the same page.
No question. You're going to have to score points. Every game that the Colts have lost, 4 of them, twice they gave up third in the 30s, once in the 40s, once in the 50s. You have got to score points to beat this team. You talked about not having breakdowns on the back end. They've got T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, Hakeem Nicks, Dante Moncrief, wow, Kobe Fleener. They expect Dwayne Allen back as well. Yeah. Lots of weapons in that cupboard for Mr. Andrew Luck. Going to be a high-scoring game, I'm sure, at First Energy Stadium. It's going to be if the Browns want to win it. Going to be a tough one, but I think they can do it. The season very much on the line in terms of the playoff hopes for the 7-5 Browns. For Dustin and Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you so much for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.